Good morning and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. It's Friday, March 13th, 2020. Yes, Friday the 13th. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host, and we're glad you joined us today. It's been a few weeks, but I think the timing is right for today's topic. And what is today's topic? Well, I'm glad you asked. Leadership in times of stress. So a lot's going on right now, and a lot of people are, how you say, in a state of flux. There's a lot of uncertainty, uncertainty with the coronavirus, uncertainty with the stock market, uncertainty with the economic outlook, for many people, uncertainty with job situations. There's school closings, sports events have been canceled, churches have canceled services. Uncertainty about the future. A lot of it is perpetuated by a media that thrives on crisis. Let's put everyone into a state of panic and make them want to watch TV constantly, while we put one talking head expert after another in front of you to tell you the sky's falling, don't panic, but panic. Well, that really doesn't solve anything, does it? And of course, politics come into play. As politicians point the fingers at each other, we're finding ourselves in a very different place, I'm afraid. And it seems like we go from one crisis to another sometimes, doesn't it? I can't help but wonder how much better off we'd be if we weren't exposed to incessant negativity, crisis talk, and political divisiveness that we get in truckload quantities every day from our media outlets. I was in the grocery store yesterday and I observed what I refer to as panicked calm. The store was packed as people scurried around attempting to appear calm, yet the eyes told a story of repressed panic. People holding on to as much toilet paper as they possibly could hold, clinging tightly to the Charmin, lest someone attempt to snatch it from their hands. You know, I've always said we live in a country that appears on the brink of chaos. We're afraid of the unknown. Our survival instincts kick in and we run to the grocery store, grab some toilet paper, water, and a loaf of bread, and we make it to the car, and we're so proud that our survival instincts and our lion-like courage allowed us to claw our way to survival. As we glance over at our catch, a few bottles of Evian, a six-pack roll of three-ply Charmin toilet paper, and a loaf of Wonder Bread. Move over, Bear Grylls. There's a new survivalist in town. Wow. You want to panic civilization night like never before? Turn off everybody's smartphones for a couple of hours. People would be jumping off cliffs and walking into the ocean. Life as we know it would end. Who could imagine that, right? So where does this leadership thing come in? Where does leadership come into this podcast? Well, leadership occurs when we as humans come to the realization that we're going to be okay, that we've made it through many situations in the past where the sky was falling. We have challenges all around us. There will be challenges to come. And what do we know for sure without a shadow of a doubt? We know that God is in control, and that's all you need to know. Do you take precautions to follow what the experts and health officials are recommending? Absolutely. Wash your hands well. That's smart all the time, in good times and in bad. Not going out if you're sick is smart. Limiting exposure is smart. Just ask us germaphobes, don't touch door handles. Do we follow the recommendations to stay well for sure? Absolutely, do that. You know, back to leadership in situations like this, how about those who are vulnerable, the elderly? What are you doing to help? Help by encouraging those in the high-risk category to remain or to minimize their exposure. Offer to get groceries or run errands for them if you can. Help your family, your friends, or just be a good neighbor. You know, we help people. We care about people. That's who we are in this country. What is true leadership? True leadership is understanding that it's not all about you. It's about helping others, making a difference for good in the lives of those around you, taking care of your family and your friends, and helping those who need it most. You want to be a leader? Then lead. We need a lot more people in this country who are willing to step up to the plate, to choose calm over panic, to choose right over wrong, to choose others over self, to make kindness and hope and helping others in need a priority. True servant leadership is a passion. It's a way of life. And when you see it, you recognize it. It looks and smells like excellence. And whether you're 10 years old or 100 years old. It's never too late to become a leader, and you can be that person. So my encouragement today is to accept the challenge to be a true leader in good times and in bad. Because yes, this too will pass, and yes, your kids are watching, and yes, people are depending on you, and yes, there will be many other crises to come. And yes, to remind you again, God is in control. So I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope that you stay free of illness and panic, and that your family does as well. Thanks for joining us today. I hope you have a great afternoon and a great weekend.